It was April 26th, 1986, a little before the accident. Me and Chris were assigning people to where they would work for the day. We assigned a group of five to work on reactor number 4, but little did we know, that was a big mistake. About 30 minutes later, we hear a big crash and start smelling and tasting metal. It took a while to get the taste out of our mouths. We got everyone out of the building because we knew something was wrong. We called the fire department and they came, but the radiation levels just kept rising. Two workers had died from the explosion, and within weeks, 28 more people had died with radiation syndrome. It was about 3 hours later, and no one really knew what was happening. The residents of Chernobyl only heard rumors about what was going on, and police were walking around wearing gas masks. As commission dithered, people began leaving the city, but not many people left the city before the government told them to. It was a little later, and people had to pack their bags to leave. No one knew where they were going or how long they would be gone, so they didn't know what to pack. It was decided we were all evacuating for 3 days, getting on buses to get out of Chernobyl. The evacuation took 9 long days. The radiation was causing deaths and sicknesses. There were a lot of buses to come pick everyone up. No one knew if we were ever going to go back. I started to wonder if I was ever going to go back. That was my home, and I had so many memories there. It's where all my family lived. I wondered if I was going to work. How would I get money? Chernobyl was starting to die. Everyone had a great chance of dying. Everyone was getting sick. Later on, I found a job in an office, but I will never forget what happened at Chernobyl with reactor number 4. Chernobyl still looks dead, but there are animals and plants starting to live there again. The plants are starting to get their color back. But the accident's impact is so far from over.